And obviously, the coronavirus crisis has affected absolutely every aspect of everybody's life. But how is the workplace being affected, and how is this affecting employees?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that clearly people being made redundant, and that's likely to continue. We've seen some of the figures quite recently, so the trajectory is clearly in an upwards direction. So clearly that is not good news for people, which means that their budgets are coming under a lot of pressure. But also we've seen people that have had reduced hours, so therefore reduced income, which is clearly having taken its toll on their monthly budgeting. And then, of course, we've got the furlough scheme as well, which is now going to continue. So whilst that's good news on one hand, clearly it still means that people have a reduced income. So those are the, if you like, the negative impacts that we're seeing. Now, of course, for some people who are still earning their full salary and ordinarily might be commuting into work, but are now working from home, they actually might be saving money because they're not paying the train fare, they're not buying the cappuccino on the way into work. So I think you've got two different stories here, really. You've got those that are clearly impacted financially, and some more than others within that group, and then you've got the others that actually could even be saving a bit of money right now.
And so just to focus on that first group, the ones that have been impacted for a second, anybody who is facing a reduced household income, and I'm sure that's millions of people just at the moment, and probably a lot of worry and nervousness, you know, with the weekend's news, what should individuals like that be doing? What should they be thinking about?
Yeah, so I think there's a number of things that they can have a think about. The first one is to look at actually where they're spending money. So even in normal times, people really should be looking at where they're spending money in terms of who is their gas provider or electricity provider. So can they go and get a better deal? They could probably go to a comparison site and just plug in what their normal usage is. And quite often they will find they can get a better deal. Same goes for things like car insurance. So if their car insurance is up for renewal, then the chances are they will get a better deal if they leave their current provider and go elsewhere. Also, they should be checking their current account and their direct debits. We often find that people have a lot of subscriptions to various services, and often they don't use those services or use them very little. So again, they might find that there's some savings to be made there. We know that the loan deferment scheme is now going to continue as well. So people that have got loans of various types, so personal loans, car loans, etc., or indeed have a mortgage, then they can apply for deferment of those now. So even though those loans will still ultimately need to be repaid, so people need to think through this very, very carefully, clearly if money is really tight, then deferment could be an option. And for those people that are still working, albeit that they're on reduced hours or on furlough, then they should actually look at some of the benefits that their employers may offer as well. We often come across employers that will offer discount vouchers, for example, on the weekly shop. And yet often we find that employees do not take those offers up. So really important, I think, to have a good review of where you're spending your money, making sure you're not spending money where you don't need to, and having a look at what your employer is offering as well if you're still in work.
Excellent. And for those who are maybe approaching that retirement age, we can all dream about getting there at some point in our lives. We'll get there eventually, hopefully. But for those of us who are lucky enough to be around that age, but are maybe not feeling very lucky right now because obviously the situation is worrying for everybody, what kind of things should they be looking at to sort of alleviate that problem? Why is now a particularly worrying time for them?
Yeah, I think really you've got three groupings when you look at those people that are maybe in their late 50s, perhaps early 60s. I think you've got the people that were planning actually to work a few more years, but they're now facing redundancy. Clearly, it may be quite challenging to go and get another job, certainly perhaps at the salary you were earning before. So you've almost got some that may have what I would call enforced retirement, so didn't really want to retire, but actually see that as the only option now. And they're potentially facing a bit of a double whammy because if they're in a defined contribution pension scheme, then they might find that their pension pot has reduced in value during the pandemic. We saw the stock market go down again last week. And yet they're retiring earlier than they anticipated. So you've got a situation where they may have less money, but it's got to last more years. So they need to do some very, very careful planning. You've got a second group of people who are still actually in work, but again, maybe suffering from reduced hours. But because they're of an age where they can access their pension, they might decide that they want to dip into that pension to help supplement that reduced income. And whilst that may be a reasonable thing to do, of course, what they're in reality doing is they're spending their pension earlier than they otherwise would have done, which means when they do actually come to retirement, they're going to have less money. So again, that needs some careful thinking through. And then the third group are really the group that were actually planning to retire maybe in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months. But again, because their pension pot has fallen in value, they've decided, in fact, they can't retire and they're going to have to work a bit longer to try and build that pension pot up again. So quite an interesting range of different situations for people that are in a position where they could access their pension.
And actually, for that third group, what steps would you maybe recommend that they should be looking at taking over the next weeks, months, maybe years, but certainly the next weeks and months?
Yeah, so I think for that third group, so where they're going to have to work a bit longer, they should be actually reviewing not just the pension that they've got with their current employer, but there's a good chance that they may have worked for other employers. So they should really get together all of their pensions, make sure they understand the value of them. They could also look, because if they're by definition they're still in work, so they could look at potentially increasing their contribution to that pension as well. And if they increase that pension, they will get tax relief, but they all may also get more of a contribution from their employer. So that's definitely something they should be looking at. And they should also be looking at their get a state pension forecast as well, because people often don't know how much the state pension will pay them. So if they go and get a forecast, then they can start building that into their calculations. So they might say, well, actually, if I work another 4 or 5 years, I'll increase my pension contributions. My employer is going to put something in as well, which is great. I'm going to be that much closer to state pension age as well. So therefore, I haven't got to have so much income from my private pensions before the state pension will kick in and help supplement. So those sorts of calculations are really important to do.
Excellent. And especially maybe for that third category that we just mentioned there, but for anybody really who might be a little bit worried about these subjects over the next days and weeks, what support would you recommend for them? Is there anywhere that they can turn for help?
Yeah, so I think for those that are in work, always go to your employer first, because you may find that they can offer support of varying kinds. As I said, often they will offer benefits, so things like discounted vouchers, which people may find helpful to help with the weekly shop. But equally, they may also provide financial education. They might have a relationship with a financial advisor that may be able to help some people. So always go and talk to your employer and find out what they offer first. I also think there's some other good websites out there that they can look at. So there's something called the Money Advice Service, which is a free service. So for those who want help with budgeting or understanding where they can go for more help if they're getting into financial trouble, then that's a good site to go to. And for those that are looking at retirement or nearing retirement, then again, there's another site called PensionWise, which is a free site, and they offer free guidance for people coming up to retirement as well, which you can do over the telephone. So those are good places to go with some good resources. The other thing that I think is worth looking at is the Financial Conduct Authority site, so the FCA site. So that's the regulator site. But that's good, because if you're thinking about using a financial advisor, you should always check with that FCA site to make sure that advisor is registered with the FCA. And if they're not, then don't use them. But they also have some good information also on things like how to avoid scams, because unfortunately, one of the other things we're seeing a rise in is people getting scammed, both out of pension money, but also we have seen examples of it where people are getting scammed out of their redundancy pay as well. So again, worth having a read of the FCA site to understand some of that.